me survive. Singleness had never stung so much. My friends were in a serious relationship, and some were engaged. My best friend had just gotten married that summer. My whole life, I'd always had a plan. I would work hard in high school, get a job, go to college in California, travel, and then get married. And that was it. I never thought past getting married or thought about what to do if I didn't get married. But here I was, one semester left of college and not even a boyfriend. Hopelessness was so tangible. But when I prayed for my future husband, I had hope. It felt as though the Spirit was leading me to pray for him at that exact moment. For the first time, I wasn't just praying for his future qualities and our lives together. I was praying for his everyday circumstances, his character, and his heart. I knew God was at work in his life in a powerful way that summer. I knew my prayers weren't just words or a fleeting hope. Rather, they were real and being heard, and God was up to something good. The beauty of that summer was that for the first time, I realized what it meant to wait on the Lord. And oh man, I felt the weight, the longing, the desire unfulfilled. You know the feeling? Sometimes you feel like you just can't wait one more second. It's as if you're holding your breath and you're afraid that if your future husband doesn't come that exact minute, you'll suffocate. I was waiting for God to bring him into my life and to answer my prayers of so many years. But as I waited, I was actually doing something. I wasn't just sitting, twiddling my thumbs. I was actively waiting. On the outside, it may have looked otherwise, but in my heart, I was putting action to my hope, to my ache, to my deep longing. Prayer can be a funny thing, a deceiving thing even, because it takes faith. It may seem like it's pointless or like God doesn't hear us when we don't receive immediate answers. It takes a lot of patience, perseverance, and hope. But I can assure you, God hears the prayer of the righteous. So often we want to do things in our own strength, to take matters into our own hands because we don't see God working. I've waited long enough, you may think. I'm going to do something. You don't see anything happening, so you take the reins into your own hands and decide to pursue a guy instead of letting him pursue you. Once you're in a relationship, I totally believe you need to be pursuing him as well. But until you are, let the guy go after you. If a guy really is interested, he'll chase you, but if he's not, he won't. It's like in the movie, he's just not that into you. I love that movie because it really is so true. If a guy likes you, he will move heaven and earth to win your heart. But if he's not that into you, he won't. He'll be wishy-washy and noncommittal and leave you guessing and confused. I'm not saying to sit in a corner and wait for him to come find you, because let's be honest, that's most likely not going to happen. You can put yourself out there. Make yourself known as Ruth did when she gleaned in Boaz's garden and then went to him in the night asking him to be her kinsman redeemer, which totally gets lost on our generation because women don't ask men to be their kinsman redeemers. But you can follow her example by being available and making yourself known. Go to a soccer game. Make him blueberry muffins for his exam. If he works at a restaurant, eat there one night with your girlfriend. If he asks for your number, give it to him. If he asks you to go on a date, say yes. There's a big difference, however, between making yourself known and available and flat out pursuing the guy. Sending him texts throughout the day, Snapchatting, and always being the one to call him. Asking him to hang out, to come over, to grab a bite to eat. All the while having your heart fall more and more for him, and he's just along for the ride. He enjoys the companionship. But as soon as another girl comes along who catches his eye, he'll go after her. And then you're left hurt and confused. Other times, taking matters into our own hands means we settle. There's a guy knocking on your door, but you're not totally into him. You may think you like him, but maybe you just admire him. On paper, he's everything you want, but he doesn't give you butterflies. Not that it's all about the butterflies, but at some point, he should make you a bit weak at the knees. Sometimes that takes a lot longer to transpire, but if it never does, then most likely he should just be in the friend zone. Or maybe he's not the best for you. He may be a nice guy and have a good job. You're flattered by his pursuit of you, but your friends and family are concerned. They aren't big fans and see some red flags.